Let's start the recording. Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fox Hollow Infrastructure Financing District this Tuesday, April 14th, 2026 at 2 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a roll call for our meeting today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel, paralegal.
Ed Bailey with Cardinal Landholding 4.
And I'll just note that Ed is a board member.
Steve Peterson, board member.
Mitch Vance, board member and chair.
Scott Dunn, board member, clerk.
Hey, great. I'm glad we do have the chair here. I think it's debatable. I've seen these meetings done where we have the chair call to order the meeting or district council. So
let's never do that. Let's never ever do that. That sounds good to me.
We're just going to follow our agenda today. There are no preliminary action items. Something new that we've added to our board is to make sure that we offer time for public comment. Where members of the public can express their view. We do need a motion to open the public meeting portion for public comment.
I'll make a motion on that, as said, to go ahead and open it for public comment at given time.
Thanks, Ed.
Second.
Second by Steve. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum. The board, but do we have any members of the general public participating in today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's business? We can confirm that there are no members of the public participating in the meeting in person at the offices of York Hall. I do not see any members of the public participating via the Zoom link today, so doesn't look like there are going to be any public comments. So we can now have a motion to close the public comment portion of the meeting.
I'll make that motion too, to go ahead and close the public comment section of this meeting.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public comment portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move on to our consent items. The first item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on February 24th, 2026. Those minutes were included in the board packet that Shanna sent to everybody. Are there any questions on the minutes?
No.
No.
Okay, great. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the February 24th, 2026 board meeting?
I move as so stated.
I'll second this, Ed.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second consent item, which is to approve and ratify the payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. This is a reminder to the board. This is required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement. It's necessary for the board to approve and ratify payment applications made since the last time we were together at the board meeting. Do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on February 24th, 2026?
I'll go ahead and make a motion. This is Ed. Go ahead and get those payments, open those payment options open right now.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our action items. The first action item is to consider approval of the Q4 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Again, the Q4 financials were provided in your board packet. We do have Brendan and Derek here of Pinnacle to go over the Q4 financial statements and answer any questions from the board. So Brendan, I'll turn the time over to you.
I will share my screen. Can you see a set of financial statements on the screen?
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, so I will go through these fairly quickly, but please stop me if you have any questions or want to dig into anything any deeper. We do have the fourth quarter financial statements that we're going to walk through. The next agenda item will be the first quarter financial statements. So really, what we're focusing is on this presentation is year end for 2025. Zoom in a little bit. With the bond issuance that occurred very late in 2025, essentially the only activity was the bond issuance itself. And so we did have an adopted budget, a final budget for 2025. That's the left-hand column. The middle column is the actual through December 31st, 2025. And then that right-hand column is a variance column to show the difference between the budget and then the actual activity. What you'll note, and I'll focus my comments on the actual through 2025. The bonds were issued, bond proceeds under this other sources and uses section. And you'll see that the bond proceeds were issued for $14,655,103. So as those bond monies came in, $638,080 were used for cost of issuance, and then $59,000 were transferred to the general fund to cover operational costs for the next year or so, and then 1.977 million was transferred to the debt service fund to meet some of the reserve requirements that were established in the bond issuance, which left about $11.9 million generally available for capital project reimbursements. So that's the capital projects fund where we have that bond issuance. So now I'm going to jump up one page to the debt service fund. So the debt service fund, ultimately, its purpose is to have money to repay the bonds. The only activity that you'll see in 2025 was the receipt of that transfer from the capital projects fund of the $1.97 million. And that money is made up of two components. And if you look at the bottom here, it's this components of ending fund balance. Of that 1.9 million, the 839,000 that you see there is the capitalized interest. So that is money that was set aside to pay interest payments until we have revenues produced by the district itself. And then there's also a debt service reserve amount of 1,137,000, and that was a requirement of the bond documents, bond covenants, is that we would set that aside to be available for bond repayment in the future
Reporting in progress.
and collateral for those bonds. But there was no activity in terms of any bond interest payments or anything like that in 2025, just the money coming in and being held in those accounts. And then moving up to our capital or our general fund. So the general fund is where we have our administrative costs. So this is where you're going to see your accounting, your auditor, your insurance, your legal, district management, those costs. Because of how late the bonds were issued in 2025, there were no costs in 2025 for administration. So there's a big zero in the expenditures, but what you do see is the $59,000 that was transferred in at bond closing. So there was, we often call it working capital or administrative fund, but essentially monies that were set aside at closing to be able to cover the operational costs until, again, the district produces its own revenue. So any questions on year-end financial statements?
Nope.
No, not on your end.
All right.
Yeah, great job, Brendan. Let's have a motion accepting the Q4 2025 financial statements for the district.
I move as so stated.
Second.
I'll second as said.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our second action item, which is to consider approval of the Q1 financial statements for calendar year 2026. So I'll just turn the time right back over to Brendan.
Wonderful. So on the screen, you now have your Q1 or financial statements that cover the activity from January 1st to March 31st of 2026. Here we have on the screen is our capital projects fund. So this is the fund where we see all the activity for the bond issuance, which was last year. So when you see the other sources and uses, you're going to see no activity because that all happened last year in 2025. But what you will see now going forward is revenues and expenditures relative to the capital projects. So here at the top, you'll see that there's some interest and other income. There's no other income at this point, it's just interest income. The bond proceeds that were set aside in the capital projects fund are earning interest, and those interest monies are available to reimburse or pay for public infrastructure. And then in the first quarter of 2026, you can see capital outlay or the amount expended. So there have been requisitions submitted and paid relative to capital infrastructure costs to the amount of $401,000. And that leaves in the capital project fund, if you look down here at the ending fund balance, there's about 11.6, just over $11.6 million remaining that are available to reimburse for or pay for public infrastructure costs.
So the 401,000, what can you give us a breakdown of what that was spent on?
Yeah, so if we look at our at the payment detail report that we had, there was a submittal for reimbursement by SCP Fox Hollow for 392,000, and then there were three invoices for the connection group, which is the engineer for the district, to review the costs for certification. And so those add up to the 401,000.
Has HADCO started on the project? Any buildings there or?
Sorry, I just connected to my car. What was your question? I think that's for me.
Has HADCO started the construction there?
Oh yes. So that 392, just so you guys all know, that was most of that was the reimbursement for the design fees we all put up front, right? To get the
Right.
whole thing designed. HADCO has started. They're almost done laying the trunk main, and they're on for the lift station section, and they'll start work on the actual station site. And then they're starting the first upsizing. Probably we'll have a pre-con next month. A separate crew will be out there doing that pipe upsizing. So yeah, they've made some good progress.
Okay, good. Do they have an anticipated date, just out of curiosity of completion?
They did. I'm going to get an updated schedule though from them, because there were some big items like pumps and transformers to add along lead times that we're ahead
You're
of.
right. Yeah, they
But
were like a year lead time on that when you ordered them.
we ordered them last year, but we had to
Right.
get so the submittals approved by the city before they could start start manufacturing them, which has happened. I just need to get an updated schedule from HADCO though to blast out to all of you.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Then what it sounds like is these costs will then be submitted to the district for reimbursement, and we'll get that payment done.
Okay.
All right. So this is the capital projects fund activity first quarter. Then we'll move up to the debt service fund. Debt service fund, Q1, there isn't a lot of activity. Similarly, you can see there's some interest income up here in the top of $12,566 here today. We have not had any bond interest payments. The bond interest payments are on a different schedule, so there was nothing paid in the first quarter. So we have no activity there, no additional transfers in. So we just have these reserve amounts that are accumulating interest right now and will be used to pay down the bonds in the future. Some later this year. You can see that there's a budgeted amount of $810,509 that are budgeted to pay down on the bonds in 2026. That just hasn't happened yet, as it's on a June 1st, December 1st payment cycle.
What is
And
the
then
transfer fee for that bond? Is that $4,000 transfer fee?
for clarity, probably can't see it really good. It says trustee fee, not transfer fee.
Oh,
But
okay.
that trustee fee is the fee that the district's trustee who holds all the bonds, the bond monies, and facilitates all of the bond payments and collects the monies. They do have an annual fee of $4,000 that they charge.
Got it. Okay.
And then lastly, we have our general fund. So the general fund, as I mentioned earlier, is where all the administrative costs flow. There were money set aside at closing, and there's some interest that's been earned on those monies. And then you can see that there's been some accounting charges as well as some legal and district management charges through the first quarter. We're trending where we would expect to be, but we've spent about $15,427 in the first quarter. Any questions there?
None.
Okay. Well, that is my presentation on the Q1 financial statements.
Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it. So, do we have a motion accepting the Q1 2026 financial statements for the district?
I move
I'll go ahead
accept.
and make a motion on that. We'll go ahead and accept those financials for Q1.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our last action item, which is to approve and ratify the district's engagement of Squire as the auditor for 2025. As you'll recall, the district did engage Squire to perform the state required audit for the district for 2025, and that engagement letter was signed January 12th, 2026. A copy of that was in your board packet if you want to reference it. So we're just going to need a motion approving and ratifying the district's engagement of Squire to perform auditing services and for the district chair to sign the engagement letter.
I'll go ahead and make an audit or a motion as
Okay, do we have a second?
said.
Second.
Thanks, Scott. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're going to go to our administrative non-action items. We don't have anything listed, but I am going to bring up one quick thing. The Gold Star board member of the quarter goes to Steve Peterson of Perry Homes. And he was the only board member to complete and send in a certificate for board training that's required every year. So Shanna is going to be contacting you to make sure the rest of the board gets their certification completed. So if you
That's
haven't done
low.
so.
Tom, I did it. Oh, I didn't send in the certificate. Are we supposed to do that?
Yes, so we can
Dang it.
have.
Well, I want that gold star next month because that's ridiculous.
Hey, the gold
Well,
star feels really good, fellas.
we're gonna give you a silver star, Mitch, for just having done part of what you were supposed to do.
Oh, dang it. I thought you guys could like I'd be on a list or something of a good student who did it, but I can send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to operate on everybody gets a trophy, no matter what.
All right.
All right, well, that's all we have, unless the board has any other business you want to bring up right at this time.
Hey, no, I drove out there, fellas, along Redwood Road, and it's really satisfying to see all of the these administrative meetings that we have, to see the equipment out there right along Talon's golf course, to be like, oh my gosh, that's our infrastructure district doing all these improvements. So it was just really cool to go out and see the work actually being done out there.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions about progress or anything, or any of these payouts, feel free to call me anytime, talk about it before these meetings, where I'm happy to at least get with the people who are running the project and get answers to you. So just let me know.
Great. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Steve. That's good to hear. Well, if there's no other business before the district, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I've got a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum and meeting stands adjourned. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thank you.